You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday, and it is Labor Day. And hope many of you are off today. I actually have a day off today, and I'm going to enjoy that at home with the wife and maybe spend some time on the beach. And it'd be nice having a day off and in the studio on Saturday recording this. And we're in between programs here on WGOD. And the sermon that I just preached, at least Lord willing, if he wakes me up again here on Sunday, I plan on preaching the false prophet. Revelation chapter 13 is where we're at church, and that's where we're at here on the radio. So, but in the meantime, waiting on that sermon to air here starting tomorrow on the radio on Tuesday, let's pick it up again in chapter 13, and let's look at this Antichrist again, Revelation chapter 13, and see what jumps out at us here today. Island Community Church, you are invited there. You are invited to come visit and worship with us. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Love to meet you Sunday mornings at 10:30. Starting next week, we will be meeting Wednesday nights again at 6 o'clock. Matter of fact, that is going to be starting this week. This Wednesday, 6 to 7, we'll be studying the book of Daniel, verse by verse, breaking out the blackboard, question and answers. You can speak up, ask questions. Love to see you Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. I promise we'll be done by 10 after 7. You can head on your way. Love to see you reading, studying the companion book to Revelation, and that is Daniel. I'm excited to see what we're going to have on the radio starting tomorrow. There's no greater subject other than the cross and how to be justified and how to have your name written in the book of life. The important things. There's nothing I've studied more than to look at this false prophet of Revelation chapter 13. Beware of false prophets, the Lord Jesus warns us, who comes to us in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Lord Jesus, we ask for your blessings now as we study the word, and you are the word, the living word of God. Lord God, you promised in your word that you would bless those that read and hear and keep the words of the prophecy, the words of this prophecy. And we pray your word back to you now, Lord, and pray you would do just that. Bless us with wisdom, knowledge, insight, and understanding, and with the power to keep all the words written in this book. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Revelation chapter 13. Now I stood on the sand of the sea. Now some Bibles say he stood on the sand of the sea, and I believe those readings are wrong. If it's he, that's pointing to the dragon. Remember? Well, I don't know if you do remember, but at the end of chapter 12, it says the dragon, I'm in my King James here today, the dragon was wroth, meaning furious, utterly furious, hostilely angry. The devil was wroth with the woman, and he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, or the rest of her children. which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. All right, we know who they are. The woman we see here is Israel. Here at this point now, the veil's going to be lifted. We read in Romans chapter 11 that blindness, the Greek word parousis, blindness has happened to Israel until. Very key, important word, the word until, meaning what's happened to the nation of Israel is only temporary. The time is coming, the veil's going to be lifted, and that's going to happen at the fullness of the Gentiles. And friends, full means full. You can't add anything to full, like you can't add anything to a full tank of gas. You just can't do it. You can't add an inch to 12 inches to a ruler. You can't add a minute to 24 hours to a day. You just can't do it. Full means full. The time is coming when the word of God is going to be fulfilled, and it's going to come true just like he said. That's why he says, strive to enter in through the narrow gate, because many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. You see, the time is coming. There's a number known only to God. And once that number is hit, then everything Jesus said is going to come about. That is, the master of the house is going to rise up and shuts the door, and many will try to get in and will not be able. Once that happens, you see, then the veil will be lifted on Israel, and they will see and recognize. Zechariah the prophet said they will mourn for him whom they have pierced, Zechariah 12:10. The veil will be lifted and they'll understand. So the woman is Israel, but at this point, they will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We read earlier in chapter 7, there's 144,000 Jews that have the seal of God on their forehead. The Jews are believers now. The veil is gone. They're believers. Now, chapter 13, verse 1, and I stood, John speaking, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads the names of blasphemy. Remember, this is a book of symbols. You understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. 7 heads and 10 horns is a symbol for Satan. He has a couple symbols. We see he's the dragon, and we can read that in chapter 12, verse 9. That great dragon was cast out of heaven, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. So the dragon is a symbol for Satan. Also, 7 heads and 10 horns is a symbol for him as well. We read that also in chapter 12. So the beast is part of this satanic trinity. There's three of them. There's a beast here. There's a beast that comes up out of the land. That's the false prophet. And there's Satan. So all three of these make up, let's call them Satan's unholy trinity. Because he's always tried to imitate God. And he's going to have his own trinity with him at the head. Now here is the second member of this unholy trinity. It's a beast. And he's rising up out of the sea. The sea is peoples. I believe that's chapter 17. It tells us what the sea is. It's a multitude of peoples. So I see a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, on his heads the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a dragon, and the dragon gave him, no, I'm sorry, his mouth is the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, his seat or throne, and great authority. Now, to understand this, you have to understand the book of Daniel. And I encourage you to come out to our church here on the Wednesday nights, and we'll be into chapter 2 here coming up in just a couple of weeks. This relates to a vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had. He had a vision of all of the world's empires as they relate to Israel, up until the Lord Jesus returns and puts an end to all this muck. So, and it's explained to the king by Daniel, and it's explained to us. We know who these animals represent back then. See, the question is it going to be something that we can understand at the time? There's more than one way to look at this. I mean, we look at the bear. The bear, it says, is the Medes and Persians. But you and I today know the bear as the Russian bear. The leopard represents Germany today. The lion represents Rome. Or actually today, the lion represents England. So there's more than one way to understand this. But let me say this, friend. The generation that's alive when this happens will understand it. This we know. So this beast here, he's maybe a little bit, he's a conglomerate of all these, where it says he's a has the feet of the feet of the bear. So this is a world ruler. We see where his power comes from. Ultimately, that's the only thing that matters, is the dragon gave him his power, his seat or throne, thronos is the Greek word, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled after the beast. See, this man apparently is going to die, though it could just be a great big deception, like David Copperfield making an elephant vanish under a sheet, as this here. It appears that this man is going to die. And then when he comes back to life again, everyone is going to worship this beast. Verse 4, it says they worship the dragon who gave power to the beast. Let me say, they're going to worship him unwittingly because they can't see him. Because if you could see him, you wouldn't do it. It's unwittingly. You're unwittingly. These people are going to unwittingly worship the dragon. I'd say people today are unwittingly worshiping Satan. When you're doing his will, you're worshiping him. If you are an idolater, you're worshiping him. If you walk and practice sin as a lifestyle, you're worshiping him. If you sow hate and discord instead of love, peace, and harmony, you're worshiping him. If you're walking in sin, you're worshiping him. If you hate your brother, your Christian brothers, you're worshiping him. If you hate your mother and your father, you're worshiping him. Unwittingly, if you would have known what you're doing, you wouldn't do it. Here, people are going to unwittingly worship the dragon. They can't see him. And that's the power of the deception. Same as Eve. Eve said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. If she would have known it, she wouldn't have done it. People will unwittingly worship the dragon, but now there's one they're going to worship here next, and they will know what they're doing. It says here, and they worship the beast. That's the Antichrist. Remember, Paul says he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You know what? We're out of time here for today, and we will pick it up. I want to continue right here looking at this man in Tuesday's program, and then Wednesday we'll be in with the CD from my Sunday sermon here, The False Prophet. There's too much stuff here to gloss over. We're going to look at this. We'll pick this up tomorrow, Revelation chapter 13. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.